sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last third hour of today's show here on this Friday, September 12th. 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to address a statement I made in the first hour before I realized that the suspect had been turned in by his family and that they were getting ready to hold a press conference. FBI, Hash Patel, Director, Governor Spencer Cox of Utah, the sheriff. I did not know that. I was so busy engaged in the event that's taking place on Monday at 4 o'clock at the state capitol. The Michigan Republican Party is hosting a celebration of Charlie Kirk's life, and I was heavily engaged in that discussion this morning. Did not monitor Fox News like I normally did. I made that statement about a post I saw on Twitter X account this morning. A retired FAA air traffic controller was monitoring flights around the university on Wednesday and put out a theory about a possible escape route. In fact, Tyler Robinson drove his Dodge vehicle back home to Washington County. I made that statement. Well, then I got a text message from Captain Jeff up in Cedarville. Captain Jeff is a pilot. Former commercial airline pilot. And when I spoke in the first hour and said the transponder had been turned off, an hour and a half later, it came back on and the plane was in the same location. This is what Captain Jeff texted to me immediately. A transponder being turned off, Randy, isn't necessarily an FAA violation. Transponders occasionally go inoperative. However, they would still have a primary target on the aircraft if the transponder was turned off. It wouldn't disappear. So what I said on the air about what the FAA, retired FAA air traffic controller said in the X Twitter post is not necessarily true based on what Captain Jeff said. So it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant at this point. Evidently, this Tyler Robinson has already confessed. Basically, they have video evidence. They even got the video after the shot of him running to the corner of the building and climbing down the gutter, and jumping, basically falling to the ground. Looks like a good 10, 12 feet. And then grabbing his backpack and taking off. They've got the whole video. They got it. And according to the Utah governor, Republican Spencer Cox, we got our man. and the evidence is building. They don't want to prejudice any of the evidence. They don't want to prejudice the confession, but they have the death sentence in Utah. And the governor said they plan to ask for the death penalty, the death sentence of this young man after his case, after his trial, where he's going to be found guilty. Criminal defense attorney, I don't know how you even begin to defend this guy in court. I think, honestly, to avoid even a trial, that they just try to work out a plea bargain deal. No trial, just give him life in prison. I don't think the governor and the attorney general of Utah is going to accept that. Doesn't sound like it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of the third hour here on this Friday. Joining us in this time slot is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Bel Air, Michigan, reporting in for duty today. Good morning, Tristan.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Well, We're still dealing with the aftermath of the assassination of Charlie Kirk on Wednesday. When it happened there, 12:23 Mountain Time out in Utah, how did you hear about it? I know you texted me some information. Where were you when, and how did you hear about it?
Yeah, I was sitting here in my office and working away on some policy quotes. It's been really busy, and I got a text from a friend that they got him, and I'm like, who? And he said, Charlie's been shot. And so I immediately logged on, got on social media. He said, it's all over Instagram. And, you know, within seconds, really, but you know, a minute or so, was able to see that that was indeed true. And then I happened to see a couple of the videos that most people probably aren't seeing, some of the blocked videos. And I'm like, this isn't good. There's no way you're going to survive that.
Well, you texted me that, you know, you've killed a lot of deer, and you said this was definitely a kill shot,
and without a doubt.
Well, and at the time, I was then watching Fox News, and while you texted me that, they were still reporting from the hospital that he was in critical condition.
Yeah, and I'm like, there's a high-powered rifle. Really, any rifle with a shot to the neck is not good. But the way that Charlie's body reacted was not conducive to surviving the shot. And my middle daughter then reached out. She's a avid, diehard Charlie Kirk fan and was listening to him live when it happened at work. The impact that that Charlie had on young people, the 18 to 30 bracket, is second to no one in American history. And this has awakened that demographic or that segment of society like he couldn't even do when he was alive. So God has a very weird way of working and doing things.
Well, you know, one of the things Pastor Chatfield and I just talked about in discussing American assassinations was, of course, he was prepared from a history standpoint, as a history teacher, mm-hmm. He was going back to the four presidents. And I said, mm-hmm. but stop. Charlie wasn't a president. Charlie wasn't an elected official.
Nope.
This is a private citizen. Mm-hmm. And what I come to learn, I did some research on him. Tristan, he has 3,500 chapters
at colleges,
universities, high schools of Turning Point USA.
Yes.
He has 776,312 signed up members, kids, mm-hmm. at these chapters. He last year raised $81 million for Turning Point USA, and he had 312 full-time employees.
Yes, correct. The impact the man was having was phenomenal, and it was what he was doing is working. It's going to continue to work with our young people seeing truth and hearing the gospel in a real world environment. They were hungry for this. The man was selling out his events on liberal college campuses in minutes.
Yeah,
and he was able to speak truth to darkness consistently and in a very calm, non-demeaning fashion, just straight up laid it out. And our young people are hungry for truth, and the lies and the deception that's been laid out from one political party and one side has created this, and his legacy is going to live on.
One of the things I'm taking away from it too is the fact that they are this young man, this Tyler Robinson, that was turned himself in 10 o'clock last night in his home county, Washington County of Utah, 250 miles away from the shooting. He basically drove back home. Family member reached out to the authorities. They contacted his dad. His dad then called the church, their pastor. Mm-hmm. And together they convinced him to surrender to the local county sheriff. Mm-hmm. He's confessed. He's got things written on the shell casings. Evidently, they might even have a confession from him at this point, but they didn't want to prejudice it for the prosecution of the case. But basically, this is going to, I think this is ironically turned into a turning point in our country's history.
It absolutely will, because of, and this is how I would just implore every one of us on the conservative side to conduct our lives and in discussions with people that we don't necessarily align with or agree with. Doesn't mean that we have to be vile and hateful towards them. I can't tell you how many times I've had such wonderful conversations with people so that I could learn why they're them and they want to learn why I'm me. And we don't agree on anything, but we like each other, and that's okay. And we need more of that. And it is possible. And again, the truth, people are hungry for the truth and normal. They want normal more than anything. And we're fiercely independent Americans, and we really just want to be left alone by our government. And I think a lot of good is going to come from something that's so horrendously evil and awful.
Yeah, I hope and pray you're right. The only thing I just absolutely just breaks my heart is Erica, you know, his wife. He just married her four years ago, and those two kids.
Oh, man. It's tough watching some of those videos of the family love that they shared and the moments, because they were very public people, and he filmed everything, which is really unique. It's like makes me think maybe I should be filming more things. Just so it exists for family in the future. I would just ask everybody to film more of their family and their interactions with their family.
Yeah.
That really matters if something catastrophic happens in your life and all of a sudden you're not coming home, no fault of your own.
Yeah.
I did read something on there that and I'm 100% confident that he had a plan if something should happen to him, because he knew how dangerous what he was doing was and is. And I read something that there was a contingency plan if something should happen to him to take care of his family. And, you know, being in the business that I'm in, that's what I think about. I think about these things. I'm like, when I was state rep, I did have some threats. We did have to get law enforcement involved a couple of times. My girls were threatened with kidnapping and horrendous rape. This is real, and it is happening to our state reps and state senators here in Michigan. It is real. I experienced it.
Sure.
I go back to, is your family taken care of? And I know this is a weird kind of sales pitch in a way, but you need some life insurance if you're going to be anywhere vocal out in the public. You need life insurance if you're driving down the road. You need life insurance if you have a debt. You need life insurance if you love somebody, if you care about somebody. It's something so elementary and so basic and so easy that people can do. And I'm just sad when I see things that happen to wonderful people and they don't have a plan for their family. Right. But I know Charlie had a plan. I know he had a plan.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, one of his proteges who had worked for Turning Point USA, he actually had led a chapter while he was going to school, graduated, became a businessman. He was on Fox News yesterday afternoon prior to the surrender of the suspected alleged shooter. And he added $25,000 to the reward that the FBI had offered, $100,000. He said, I will add to it $25,000 of my own money, because that's what Charlie Kirk did for me and my family and my life. And I'm gonna write the check. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is huge. And then when you look at it, like you say, I'm sure he had some financial advisors, some life insurance in place.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure something had to be there for her and the kids. But more importantly, how do those kids grow up without Charlie?
Well, so hopefully they also discuss that. Anytime you're in these type of situations in the public, and violent, horrible, vile things can happen to you. You know, I'm sure he'd spoken with his wife about who would, you know, he'd probably wanted her to remarry, probably had a plan with his father. Maybe, I don't know if he's got brothers or siblings. Maybe it's close friends that are men to step up and be father figures in the life of his children in the event that he was not there, because that is so incredibly important that children grow up with strong father figures. Particularly, this is important for girls. But it is equally as important to boys to know what a strong father is and to have a dad.
Well, on that point, I look at my daughters, I look at my granddaughters, and I have instilled in them, you need to make sure that you appreciate your husband and your children's father and make sure your kids respect him. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times you'll see the mom and the kids kind of cracking jokes at dad, you know, making fun of him and stuff. And I'm like, don't allow that to happen in your family. Yeah, and your kids have got to respect the man in your life and make sure your kids do, because it's so absolutely vitally important for them to understand. As a society, we need to do this.
Well, it's for a very long time, the mainstream media and society has tried to emasculate men and say everything about being a strong, manly man is bad. Right. And that's not bad. God designed us very differently, men and women, with different strengths and weaknesses for his ultimate purpose. And it is okay. It's okay to celebrate those differences. It's okay to make fun of the differences in a way. But like you said, the respect needs to be there that we are different, and handle things differently, and we have different jobs and roles in the family.
Right. Absolutely. Well, one of the things I did want to mention, because I'm still working on my granddaughter to get you that information. Yeah. I don't believe she's emailed you yet.
Not yet. It takes. So this but is a good
Let me tell you what I did. I went on Amazon. And I found three very good condition used copies of Bank on Yourself by Pamela Yellen.
Okay.
Ashley is getting that copy tomorrow morning, Saturday, from Amazon, from me.
Oh, good.
She's getting that book. I've got two copies coming to me. I'm going to read it and consume it and be able to talk about it. I even bought an extra copy for listeners. I'm going to give it as a giveaway to anybody that calls you and gets a life insurance policy through you for their kids or their grandkids. I'm going to mail them a copy of that book so that they can give it to their daughter, son, to make sure the kids and the grandkids learn about it when they go through high school and are prepared when they graduate to know what to do for their own future. This is going to be a mission of mine to teach parents and grandparents how to get these whole life policies for these 1-2 year old babies, and to be able to get them this book and to get them to be self-sufficient financially when they get older. You and I got to talk a lot more about this, but this is a campaign I am going to do. I bought one of the books on Amazon for $7.99 with free shipping, hardcover, in great condition. And it's going to be, Ashley's going to get it on Saturday.
Well, that's great. So to make it easy and lock in these options for people, they need to get a simple term policy. And with Michigan Farm Bureau Insurance, with a Farm Bureau life insurance policy, you have the conversion option up until age 65. So you could lock in and say, hey, look, I want to do this. I'm 35 years old, and I can't swing it right now, but I want to do this. I love the concept. I want the option in 5 years when, you know, my kids are out of the house.
Right.
Lock in that term policy right now, because you're 5 years younger and you're never going to be healthier in most instances.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Life insurance is based on age and health. Lock in that term policy, and we can convert that up the road when you want to start investing in the Be Your Own Banker concept.
Be Your Own Banker. Bank on Yourself, Pamela Yellen. You can get a copy at Amazon for less than $10, free shipping. I highly recommend it. Tristan, we'll talk more about it, and we'll have you on next Friday as usual.
Thanks, Randy.
On the hour news break of hour number 3, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.